Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're watching Hurricane Lee. Hurricane Lee, they are forecasting, will become a Category 5 storm. It is ramping up. And unfortunately, it is expected to bring life-threatening weather conditions to the Northeast Caribbean. We do not think it is going to hit America, but the waves and the surf, as well as what it could do to the Caribbean before it moves upward, is obviously a concern. The British Virgin Isles may also be affected as well. They say the environment around the cyclone looks ideal for rapid intensification. They say the deadly ocean waves are expected to hit the Lesser Antilles on September 8th, reach the British and U.S. Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, Hispaniola, the Bahamas, and Bermuda in the coming days. Lee would be the first Category 5 storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. Now, the storm was located right now 960 miles from the northern Leeward Islands, had recorded winds of up to 80 miles an hour, so only Category 1 strength at the time, moving west-northwest at 13 miles per hour. But Lee is already the 12th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. It spans June 1 to November 30th. The hurricane season, as you know, we're kind of in the peak. August, September are the peak times. So 6 to 11 of the storms were anticipated to become hurricanes. Two of the five predicted to develop into major hurricanes. So right now, Lee is considered a tropical cyclone, although if the winds are already over 74 miles per hour, it's already obviously a Hurricane 1. So we are calling it Hurricane Lee. But, you know, we're hoping that these areas that were still ravaged by Maria, I think, and gosh, what was the other hurricane? There was Irma. That, you know, we hope that they will be able to withstand what this could do. We think, though, it's going to veer north, so hopefully not make direct landfall, but we're watching that. So I like to watch on these weather channels the radar, and I like to see what else is happening. And so sometimes I'll watch the radar, and I'll be like, oh, there's something here. And then, you know, a day or two later, the news calls it a storm or a weather pattern. And I'm sure it's because they don't want to worry people early on. But when you watch the radar, you can pretty much tell, something's brewing there. Something's coming off the western coast of Africa. What's going on here? So while I've been watching Hurricane Lee, it is really hard to miss Hurricane Jova. Now, Hurricane Jova is in the eastern Pacific, and it is near Baja California right now. We don't think it's going to make landfall, which is why you aren't hearing a lot of news about Jova. Jova is on the eastern side of things, so the Pacific side of things. So they go through a different name track. So not too surprising that they're in the J's while we're in the L's. And this is apparently also looking like it's going to be a Category 5 storm. Now, of course, I worry about Hawaii. You know, not only can this, you know, touch upon Mexico and affect Baja California, and we might get some rain and some outskirts of it, but it's veering west. Now, we believe what's going to happen is by the time it's anywhere near Hawaii, it will already have dissipated. But we're watching it. So, the Jova has this outer concentric ring, the eyewall replacement cycle, inner core, and so they're watching that. But it would be interesting in that we might, you know, for the first time in a long time, have two major hurricanes at the same time, you know, in both the Atlantic and the Pacific. So, you know, watching those, of course, I worry about Hawaii because our current crisis that happened with the wildfires, they believe were spawned based on you know, the winds from Dora. From Dora, that was to the south of it. And that's the other thing, too. You know, people say, all right, well, we're not going to feel Lee. We're not going to. Well, you know, keep in mind, you don't necessarily have to be near the eye of it. You know, when you really look at the satellite and you look at the infrared, and you look at the clouds, you know, the coast is going to feel it. The coast is still going to feel it. It just might not, thank God, be as severe. So this below average hurricane season that was then later upgraded, I find that interesting because usually these guys are pretty right on. So to predict a slightly below average and then upgrade it, I found a little fascinating. And so last year it was a little milder, and we talk about El Nino years. El Nino years usually are a little bit more protective. But, you know, I think we are having a fairly, you know, close to average season. But September is usually the most active month, so not a surprise that we're seeing a bunch of these now. To review, Category 1 hurricanes are greater than 74 miles per hour. We don't call it a Category 2 till it hits over 96 miles an hour. Category 3 when it's over 111. Category 4 when it's 130. And then Category 5 when it's over 157 miles per hour. Any of those could cause severe damage, but Category 3 they label as devastating. Categories 4 and 5, catastrophic. So usually in the Atlantic Ocean, we have 12 to 14 named storms, 6 becoming hurricanes, 3 becoming major. We were predicted to have 6 hurricanes, 2 to 3 is major, so close. But to review, El Nino refers to an ocean-atmospheric interaction where sea surface temperatures rise near the equatorial Pacific, causing increased wind shear in the Atlantic equatorial region, causing lower-than-active hurricane seasons in the Atlantic, but it could have a more active hurricane season in the Pacific. We worry more about the Atlantic because the Atlantic hits us, although with that Hurricane Hillary, we got hit with some storms from that one, so I think what happens in the Pacific is still very concerning to us. But most of the Pacific storms move west. So in terms of the hurricane names, where we're at is we started with Arlene, then we had Brett, Cindy, Don, Emily, Franklin, Gert, Harold, Adalia. Right, we just dealt with Adalia coming through. Jose, Katia, Lee. So we went from Adalia to Lee. Not exactly sure what happened with Jose and Katia, but those apparently we're not significant enough to get our news. But we still got a way to go. We got Margo, Nigel, Ophelia, Philippe, Rena, Sean, Tammy, Vince, and Whitney. Huh. Now, if all those names become exhausted, we have a few more. Adria, Braylon, Caradine, Deshaun, Emery, Foster, Gemma, Heath, Isla, Jacobus, Kenzie, Lucio, Michaela, Nolan, Orlando, Pax, Ronan, Sophie, Tayshawn, Viviana, and Will. We're in trouble if we get all the way down to Will. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, you can't have health if you don't have a healthy economy. So obviously the economy, there's all eyes on what's happening with that. And, you know, as a physician, you know, people had asked me, how do I keep up on all of this? And, you know, not only do I have to keep up on medicine, but I have to understand what's happening locally for my patients, although now that I'm licensed in 12 states, I have to know what's going on locally all over. But, you know, a patient doesn't necessarily appreciate it when you're like, well, you know, go get a different job or go, you know, do this or whatever. They're like, do you even know what's happening in our neck of the woods? And so, you know, I do try to stay abreast of all of the major issues that are happening across the United States and with our economy. And I think the next debate is being hosted by Fox Business. It's going to be at the Ronald Reagan Library in Simi Valley, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation Institute in Simi Valley. So, of course, yeah, they're going to be talking about the economy. And, you know, I am very frustrated with how, you know, medical care keeps being put on the back burner. It's probably going to be talked about with the debate. But when, you know, I talk to individuals about their finances and paying bills, and I even had a family member that said they put medicine last. They put their doctor bill last. You know, I went to a family member's house, and he had all his bills laid out for me. And he said, look, you know, and it's in the order at which I'm going to pay them. And I go, so what's first? Power bill. I go, what's last? The doctor. I go, why would the doctor be last? Isn't your health important? Because they always write it off. They always, I mean, they'll still see me if I need to. And so, yeah, it's starting to change. Many of you can't find a doctor. Many of you have, you know, it's interesting, and I don't want to worry you, but many of you have found that, you know, doctors are, shall we say, cherry picking and saying, I'll see if I'm going to take you as a new patient. I've had doctors and specialists do that before where I'm like, can you see a patient? They're like, well, send me their medical records and then I'll decide. And even though that at first got me a little upset, I understand why they might do that, because if it's something beyond their scope, why make a person come in just to say, look, it's beyond my scope? You know, so like if I had a patient come in asking for, you know, let's say medications or something that I just don't manage, you know, I'd give them their money back. But rather than have them go through all that, you know, figure out early on what it is that they want. And you know, so, you know, I get that. But we have a problem these days where it just costs too much to do anything. You know, as a physician, I have not gotten a pay raise. Pre-pandemic, I haven't seen a pay raise in a long time. But apparently patients are telling me they're paying more when they're using these companies or getting their medical care. Well, I mean, who's making the money? So there's been some reports out on what exactly is the living wage a family of four needs. Now, it does vary in states. But, you know, if you live in a state like California, things could be more costly. There's a lot more charges and taxes and fees on things. I think if you buy bottled water, you pay for that fee. But then if you bring the bottle back, you get a refund. So how many people throw out their bottle and don't necessarily come back? But it's interesting because the 10 states a family needs to have less amount of money than in other states. So the cheaper living states include, number one, Mississippi. This comes from banking rates, gobankingrates.com. Mississippi came in number one to be the most reasonable. Then Oklahoma, Alabama, Kansas, Arkansas, West Virginia, Missouri, Kentucky, Iowa, and Georgia. Whereas the 10 states where families need the most money to live was Hawaii, Massachusetts, California, New York, Alaska, Maryland, Oregon, Vermont, Washington, and New Jersey. It's a big spread. Now, what are we talking about? What is the living wage that a family of four needs? Well, for Mississippi, they found that still a family of four needs to be making at least $73,381. Now, I mean, we look at $55,000 to $60,000 as poverty. Why are things costing that much? So if two people have $35,000 jobs, $36,000, $37,000 jobs, they're barely making it. Oklahoma, you need at least $74,000, $200,000. Alabama, $75,000, $700,000. Kansas, $75,000, $900,000. Arkansas, $76,400. I live in Nevada. So for us, we ranked number 35. We need an average of $95,755. But if you need to be in the top 10, actually starting at New Hampshire, which came in at $39,000, you have to have six figures coming into that household. Six figures. New Hampshire, $100,436 for a family of four. Connecticut, $101,000. Jersey, $104,000. Washington State, $105,000. Vermont, $106,000. Oregon, 106.7. Maryland, 110,000. Alaska, 113,000. New York, 118,000. California, 130,000. Massachusetts, 182,000. But get this. For a family of four, the average, the living wage a family of four would need in Hawaii is $182,900. That means both mom and dad, if it's a two, or a two-person household, are making close to six figures each at minimum. Okay, that's a problem. You know, that and by including just to live, home, insurance, you know, power, gas. This is getting ridiculous. And, you know, I've said this time and time again, which came first, the inflation or the increase in labor wages? Because the more you have to pay somebody, the more you raise your prices to cover that cost. Well, the higher the cost, the more your employees need to make. And after all the changes we've made with the minimum wage and all the changes we've made with increasing rates, it's still not enough. And they're not wrong. When somebody says, I cannot afford to eat out, you know, I can see that. Now, I think also we have a spending problem just in general. You know, with my family, you know, we were eating out when I was younger was a rarity because it was expensive. We usually cooked. But it got to a point where, you know, it was kind of cheaper for my parents to find where they could, you know, feed us. Because we had inflation and issues when I was growing up. And so at one point we did eat out, but we ate out at cheap places because we were able to, you know, eat more cheaply. You know, plus get the free sugar, the free ketchup, the free condiments and things like that. But nowadays I'm hearing that people are going out to lunch every day. You're not packing your lunch? We used to pack our lunch. And then for dinner, we would just cook something on the stove. Instead, people are Uber eating and dine dashing. And, you know, so you got to pay not only for the food, restaurant cost, you got to pay delivery charge, you got to pay for tip. Look at our, you know, when I used to live in an apartment, I would rent a room or I would rent out the other rooms. And all I had to pay was, you know, my room's rent. Usually I would rent it with somebody else's place, so I would pay my share of the power, my share of the water, if there was, my rent, and that was it. Now you have to have Wi-Fi. You have to have cable. And, you know, in fact, you know, we're noticing, you know, fewer people have roommates these days. Well, because there's so many extra costs, how do you divide that up? If you all are using the internet, you all are using, you know, Netflix and all that, that's fine. But if you have somebody coming over and the boyfriend, girlfriend is on TV all the time and you don't have access to it, why do you have to pay? So when you start to look at all these extra fees, people are like, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, do it myself or live with who I really, really trust or live at home. But it's getting too expensive. You know, I got two sons. And I'm like, you know, whenever you want, move out. And, you know, but I'm not forcing it because most of their roommates or their potential roommates are either living at home or they're living with their girlfriends. And when I looked at what you know, my kids would have to pay, they aren't making that money. I'm not going to spend $1,700 a month for an apartment plus all the extras. Why? Why do that? So our attitudes are changing, but things are costing too much. We have too much. Our phones are flipping expensive. So if we really want to start making something happen, I don't think we could just wait and rely on the Treasury. We're going to have to probably, with consumer choices, get people to bring their prices down by saying we're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to spend money on that anymore. The only thing is I don't know if everybody's going to, you know, you have people that are just spending and YOLOing, living for the day. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA News Update. Senator Mitch McConnell vowed yesterday to keep his job as Senate Republican leader at least through 2024 and to finish his seventh Senate term, which runs through 2026, despite recent health problems. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre's explanation for why President Biden left the previous day's Medal of Honor ceremony early didn't go over well on social media yesterday. Users on X, formerly known as Twitter, didn't believe the explanation and mocked her for attempting to spin the situation. Hurricane Lee expected to rapidly intensify in the warm waters of the Atlantic Ocean tomorrow and will likely become a major storm. According to the National Hurricane Center, that Category 1 storm has the potential to reach near Category 5 strength. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So California courts are weighing in, which we've talked about before, on if you are going to be fighting for custody of your child, are you going to affirm their gender identity? That is going to factor in the decision for the judge when making custody or visitation decisions. Now, this is a bill that has cleared the state Senate. The vote was split among party lines. Democrats arguing the legislation would help the well-being of LGBTQ plus children whose parents are going through a divorce. Republicans voted against it. State Senator Kelly Sciarto represents Murrieta in Southern California, arguing that lawmakers were interfering too much with how children choose to raise their children. So this vote is obviously coming, according to AP News, among intense political battles across the country over transgender rights. And this California bill would make gender affirmation one factor among many that courts have to consider in custody proceedings, whether a parent has been abusive and how much contact the child has with the parents. If the state assembly agrees to amendments made in the bill, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom would then sign it into law. Now, they said the bill would not require judges to prioritize whether a parent affirms a child's gender identity over other factors. What affirmation looks like could vary. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean that parent has to agree to transgender surgery. But, you know, it could include, you know, letting the child play, the child wants to play with dolls or cars, let them, getting their nails painted, wearing their hair a certain length. The bill will not lay out specific requirements related to gender-affirming surgeries. Right now in California, they cannot undergo those without a parent's consent. But it's interesting how this is already kind of seeping into now divorce court. I mean, do you guys remember there was a case where a parent didn't want to vaccinate their child for COVID, and so they lost custody? You know, wow. You know, if the parent, you know, is worried about side effects, is worried about a you know, reaction, because they had a reaction or they had an issue with it, you know, it's pretty scary stuff. With the gender affirmation, you know, I think it is very political. I get that when you have somebody with true gender dysphoria, being misgendered is going to be very frustrating and painful, you know, for them. And so I understand why this is something that is talked about, but it's almost like if you're not on board, you'll lose your kid. And that's a little frightening because I thought we also have freedom of speech and freedom of opinions. I mean, what's next? Well, if you don't make your child Catholic or Christian or Jewish or Muslim, then you could lose your kid. You know, they have to be very, very careful with mandating certain thinking. And so, you know, so if you have a parent who doesn't think their child has true gender dysphoria, but the child wants to try out a life in another gender, and they're like, but look, you know, I don't want the school to have this, you know, and on record and possibly start you down a medical path without my consent, or, you know, it's, you know, do parents have any rights? Do parents have any suggestions? Do they have any say? And it's fascinating to me how quickly this became an issue. You know, and I know people said, well, it was a way to get more votes, and so they built a whole new community now. And so, honestly, if you have somebody who really, really doesn't want to be a boy or doesn't want to be a girl, you know, it is very, very challenging. It's very, they're struggling. They need all the support they could get. And people with true gender dysphoria, I support them getting immediate help. But you need all hands on deck. Don't tell me that a child could be suicidal if the parents don't help with transitioning and then keep the parents out of the equation. You know, if you have a potentially suicidal child, you need all hands on deck because that child isn't in school 365 days a year, 24/7. So there's a little bit of hypocrisy there. But, you know, we're really starting to now marginalize somebody who feels that there are two genders, male and female. And, you know, maybe what ends up happening, because I'm not sure where this is going. You know, I understand that there are individuals who may not feel that they are the Barbie girl with the dresses and the pink and the heels and the toy truck, Tonka truck boy. But we've already gotten rid of that. You know, so if you say you're a girl, nobody really should be thinking ponytails and pink dress anymore. They should be thinking, well, you have, you know, if you're a girl, then you have biologically female body parts. So from a medical standpoint, we've got to watch the ovaries. We have to, help you through childbirth, understand you could be pregnant. You know, I know in medicine we've been struggling a little bit because, you know, we want to balance political correctness, but I got to know if you're pregnant or not. Are you a girl or boy? But I can't say it like that. So instead I go, do you have a uterus? Do you have ovaries? And if they say they do, then I need to, make sure they're not pregnant or having ovarian cancer. Same thing with somebody who might identify as a female. Do you have testicles? You're telling me you have pelvic pain. Is the pelvic pain because you have an ovary, or is the pelvic pain because you have a testicle? Because if you have a testicle, I got to make sure you don't have orchitis or a torsion or testicular cancer. So at some point, at some level, we do have to call it like it is. I don't care how you identify. Whatever you want to identify, that is your choice. I support that. But don't be vilifying somebody for trying to figure out, still using terms that have been used since the dawn of time to understand what physically needs to be done or what we need to watch for. People are getting into trouble for misgendering. They're saying the wrong thing. People aren't getting jobs because you used to get in trouble if you didn't say Mr. or Mrs. If you just called them by their first name. I've been starting to just call people by their first name, which I think is very rude. But I don't know what their genders are, and I don't want to be accused of misgendering. And I know, and you can in person say, how would you like to be addressed? But if you're emailing somebody for the first time, when it's doctor, it's easy, because you could just say Dr. Smith. But if they're not a doctor, do you call them Miss, Mrs., Mr.? I mean, it used to not be that big a deal. If you'd said Miss versus Mrs., you might get a small correction going, oh, I'm not married. So rather than Mrs., I'm either Ms. because I'm divorced, or I'm Miss. because I've never been married. We're getting rid of those. We're not necessarily using those now. But was it a big deal? Were you canceled? Did you lose the job because you said Mrs. instead of Ms.? Yeah, so we'll see what happens. But, losing a child and allowing that parent to be a part of that child's life, because that parent might not feel that child has true gender dysphoria, that's going too far. But that, these are where the laws are going. I think there was one parent that spoke out that the child transitioned without them knowing and then got trafficked. Not by the school, but by somebody who, growing up as a girl, I had very, very strict parents because we had a rape in the family, so they wanted to make sure I wasn't raped. You have a child that is now, if girls are more vulnerable to rape and trafficking, boys are too. Don't you want the parent knowing that that child is, possibly being vulnerable out there to somebody else's eye? So, the parents have to be involved, but you can't force the parent to be one way or another. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, everyone.
Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. People ask where I live, how are my schools, how are the schools in the Las Vegas area. I think they're fine. But we made some news. Apparently, teacher absences disrupted class at three different Las Vegas schools. An unexpected number of teachers were absent from Mario C. and Joanne Monaco Middle School near Nellis Air Force Base. We also had Gibson Elementary on Tuesday that had to cancel classes for the day. Southeast Career and Technical Academy had an unexpected number of licensed staff absent from school. Now, we're thinking it's because they were sick. I don't think there's a strike going on. And I'm a little nervous because it's about 90 degrees right now. We aren't in, you know, flu season. We do have COVID. There is COVID circulating. But if we're already having school closures now, what the hell is going to happen when we, you know, when we hit the thick of it? Other schools have asked to dismiss early across the U.S. Apparently, Northeast, from schools from Michigan to Virginia, it was hot. They had a triple-digit deadly heat wave. So schools in states of like Michigan, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey cited inadequate air conditioning. So they had to cut their day short. One Massachusetts district, according to AP News, canceled two days of classes, because the classrooms were hot. Temperatures were in the mid-90s. Online learning also had to be instituted in Pittsburgh and Baltimore. 20% of public schools in Detroit have air conditioning. Now, I take that for granted because I live in Las Vegas. And, you know, my family that's American, that lived in America, my mom, they had, like, swamp coolers. They didn't have the money for air conditioning growing up. I luckily was able to, you know, have air conditioning as long as the power worked or the apartment had it or the house had it. But you have many places that don't necessarily have air conditioning. They don't need it. Only 20% of public schools in Detroit have it. Well, now the temperature is reaching 89 degrees. And you have humidity, that could be pretty hot. So their school district dismissed 54,000 students to go. We haven't even gotten into cough cold season, pneumonia season, and we're already having school closures. Now, I get it's hot. You know, hopefully things cool down in the next week or two. But I also want to make sure that, especially some of the, you know, issues where we do have air conditioning, it's not because teachers are fed up. Well, our schools are overwhelming. We have apparently a Queens High School had to force students to go to another building because they had too many students. And New York Post is bringing up the influx of asylum-seeking students. Now, city schools usually report only two-thirds, shall we say, attendance, because there's a lot of chronic absenteeism. But they say newcomers high school in Long Island City felt the strain from the migrant crisis on day one. There was a line to get into the building. Some students had to go into another building to make room. The teachers say it's a capacity issue. They should have worked this out 2 days ago. Now, you have chronic absenteeism, but most kids will still kind of show up the first week of school. However, now we have so many new kids, especially because of the migrant situation. They said the line to enter the high school in Queens wrapped around the block. 21,000 students, migrant students, are expected to enroll this year into Queens. That's just one city. So, are we built for this? Are we, you know, as I've said before, you know, I think what's happening at the border is a major crisis. Because you can't help anybody if you don't have a house for them to go to, if you don't have a job for them to have, if you don't have a school for their kids to learn, if you don't have hospital beds. We don't have enough of that for our current students. You know, so when you see all this going on, and then in my neck of the woods, we're having, you know, high absenteeism, and it could be because of COVID. It could also be some people are fed up. That's a problem. Now, I talk about leave, sick leave. I think a big mistake a lot of companies do is they don't time the new allotment of leave better. So one thing I had noticed is whenever I had, as an employer, renewed leave in January, by the time flu season came, November, December, people used it all up. And it wasn't you lose it, you don't use it, you lose it. It could carry over. But if you're giving the leave, you know, in January, by the time November comes or cough cold season comes, people get leave in the summer. They get their new allotment of leave then. And it renews. And, well, but then if they use it for summer vacation, what happens when they're sick? So we have a lot of people coming to work sick because they don't have leave. And so I don't know if some people are using their leave now. If they anticipate it's going to be a rough year, if they, you know, well, let me just get my leave now because I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep my job. And so, you know, I think leave might have to be timed better. I think for some companies, you might even have to have a staggered leave. You know, and I know in all the smaller companies are like, if somebody's going to be out a week, can we arrange it with something else so not everybody's out the same week? You know, even though Christmas time you allow for a little bit more, you know, and for schools, you don't, you're already closed Christmas week. But, you know, in terms of, all right, people back, they're taking off. No, that's, we might need to stagger it. You know, you can swap with somebody. You can, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But we know the public schools are struggling. So, you know, I told you how I think schools should be. Most of the classes have, in terms of the core, be done in the morning. And then the afternoon is all about learning a trade, learning about real life, doing practical things, your sports, your hiking, your CPR, life support training, learning electricity, plumbing, all types of jobs, such that by the time you are a sophomore, by your end of sophomore year in high school, you graduate high school, and then junior and senior year is your associate's degree, or the training you use for your apprentice. So everybody graduates with an associate degree by the time they're 18. Everybody has that experience in at least a trade. And people are more well educated on what is out there. Well, there's this push now for micro schools. Now, I don't know how, you know, close this necessarily is to what I think we should do. But a micro school is starting to be kind of a real popular option, where there's small private institutions where students are empowered to personalize their own educations and are held accountable for their own progress. It's kind of called outsourced homeschooling, but they don't necessarily have the standardized tests, the mandatory curriculum, and it gives parents another option who don't want their kids in school where priorities might not necessarily be on math and reading and you know, but might be, they might be construing it on other things. And so the, according to Microschool Revolution, they say it's a classroom space, but you will be starting with a fairly small number of students, maybe a dozen students in the first year. Now, these microschools could be run out of homes. Others could share facilities. You could even rent space from churches. But, you know, and it can cost money. But I had said that we are going to see these pods. I had predicted that. Where what parents might be doing is, since there's so much homeschooling, you might have a parent assigned to the kid each day of the week because parents might be working. And then that parent is the one that runs the homeschooling. But because you have a group of kids, you could start doing projects and doing your own homeschooling. Now, you know, is the parent adequately trained, you know, to do homeschooling? I know there's a lot of resources, but it's interesting to see how society is trying to solve their educational issues. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with these micro schools. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.